flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, we have Lynn Abbott joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning.
Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning, Kennedy. How are you?
I am fantastic. And I believe that what you're doing embodies the entire concept of Good Vibe Tribe.
Oh my gosh, I'm like over the moon to like have this spotlight on us and kind of spread the word and hopefully see more hotel partnerships from it and more donors and just get more awareness out there that we even exist.
Yes.
So thank you for having us.
Tell us about Saltwater Initiative.
So what we do is we provide Cape Cod vacations for families that have autistic children and no financial means to go on a vacation. So anything the 200% poverty level or below. And we do this by partnering with hotels and resorts on Cape Cod only in their off-season, spring, fall, and the winter. And we put them in hotels that have an indoor pool, so if the weather isn't so great, they have that to look forward to. And we also provide $100 to the hotel restaurant for them to have a nice family meal and have nice memories from that. And that's what we do. And we started a few years ago and with a different dynamic. We wanted to put people in homes and have people offer their homes to us, but insurance companies didn't like that. So we pivoted. We are now under the Doug Flutie umbrella, and things have really taken off since last year. And so far, we've had 27 families go on vacation, and we just started that in last April. And this winter session, we have 20 families going in the next 2 weekends. So we're really kind of taking off and growing, and it's been exciting.
Lynn, this is hitting me right where I live because I grew up here, and every summer, me and my cousins and my grandparents who are now passed would go down to the Cape for 3 days, go to this little motel called the Irish Village, and it had this tiny little indoor pool and like a windmill mini golf course, and there was no frills or anything, but these are core memories from my childhood going to these places and going to the Cape with my family. And now you're passing this along to a new generation of kids who maybe couldn't have had it otherwise.
Exactly. Yeah, we used to vacation on the Cape for 1 week every summer, and the memories and like just the time away from your regular daily routine, it just really it does a lot for you, I think, you know, and hopefully a walk on the beach, you just get a new perspective. So, yeah, that's exactly why I started it. I feel so lucky to be able to be there all the time in the summer, and I just wanted to give a little piece of that to people that just don't have that opportunity. So, yeah.
Do you want to shout out your hotel partners? Because I think what they're
sure.
doing is pretty cool, and maybe there's another hotel down there that's listening right now that's like, oh, hey, I want to help.
Yes, thank you, Kennedy, because there are a few I can't quite break into. Yeah, so we've been fortunate enough to work with, oh, my gosh, I think there's 11, so I hope I don't miss any. But the Irish Village, well, which is now called the Emerald Resort, the Holiday Inn in Falmouth, which is now the Iris Hotel, Holiday Inn in Hyannis, the Fairfield and the Courtyard in Hyannis, Bayside, Hampton Inn, the Cove Hotel.
I have the list. Hold on, I have it in front of me. So we have Cape Cod Resort, Emerald Resort, Hampton Inn and Suites, Pelham House Resort, Holiday Inn, Courtyard, the Ocean Club, the Cove at Yarmouth, and Bayside Resort. That's what I see on your website.
Thank you. I missed the Smugglers. Yes, I missed a few. Thank you.
We got you.
I love this so much.
Yeah, so how can people help? If there's a hotel out there that wants to get involved, but money-wise, if somebody wants to help out, how can they do that?
Yeah, they can go right to the website, saltwaterinitiative.org. There's a way to donate, obviously. And we also have an event coming up on March 1st. That's in Norwood at the Irish Brewing Boston. Don't let that confuse you. It's Irish Brewing Boston, but it's in Norwood, Mass. And that's on March 1st. So we're looking for sponsors. Any companies that would like to participate and help out with the event, they can sponsor the event. That would be wonderful. We're also looking for restaurants on Cape Cod. We'd love to have more for the families when we get to Cape Cod, when we get them there, to, you know, more people could donate. Maybe like the mini golf or bowling or anything like that. That would be amazing. Or just shoot me an email. My website, the email is there. And, you know, we're looking for volunteers. Maybe get more active and more people involved would be fabulous.
Saltwaterinitiative.org is the website again. Saltwaterinitiative.org. Lynn, you are now officially a member of the Carson Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Woo-hoo! So excited. Thank you very, very, very much for having me on.
Well, thanks for what you're doing.
Thank you.
All right. We'll talk to you soon, Lynn.
All right. Take care.
And if you want to be a part of our Good Vibe Tribe, we'd love to hear your story like that. You know, you've started an organization now that is helping people vacation, which is just awesome.
It's so cool.
Right. That's a great, great organization there. Or just something going on in your life. You got a promotion at work. You got a new car. We like to celebrate you with the Good Vibe Tribe. Call or text us here in the studio, 617-655-1234, to share your Good Vibe Tribe story. Again, 617-655-1234.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now, 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of findmassmoney.gov. This Sunday's 67th Annual Grammy Awards will feature a series of special performances, including the annual In Memoriam segment, which will be a star-studded salute to the life and legacy of Quincy Jones. Touching tribute celebrating the spirit of the city of Los Angeles. Brad Paisley, Brittany Howard, Chris Martin, Cynthia Erivo, Herbie Hancock, Janelle Monáe, John Legend, Lainey Wilson, Sheryl Crow, St. Vincent, and Stevie Wonder all scheduled to appear. Previously announced performers, as we've told you, Benson Boone, Billie Eilish, Chappell Roan, Charlie XCX, Sabrina Carpenter, Shakira, Teddy Swims. Of course, hosted by Trevor Noah. It starts at 8 o'clock Eastern, CBS, and streaming live on Paramount Plus.
So we get this Sunday is the Grammys, and then next Sunday is the Super Bowl.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Can we take off the next 2 Mondays?
I'm going to guess. You have days.
I want to stay up and see every single moment of it. And then when that alarm goes off, 3:45.
Well, the thing about it is, though, in this day and age, that you can watch it tomorrow.
It's not the same
it
to me.
Absolutely, 100%
it's not.
Is the
I like.
Same.
I'm just like this. I don't know why, but I like watching it when it is happening live in the moment.
It'll be live in the moment when you watch it. You don't know. It's the first time you're seeing it.
It's like, you know, when you see an artist and they hear their song on the radio for the first time. Yeah, they heard it in a podcast, or yeah, they heard it on streaming. But there's something about watching something unfold live that appeals to me. I like it. I like when there's stuff happening live.
But if you don't know who won, it's live to you.
It's not the same. It's not the same. I don't know why.
You do, you buddy.
Okay.
Yesterday, Rihanna was in court during A$AP Rocky's ongoing trial in downtown Los Angeles. He is accused of firing a semi-automatic handgun at his former friend, A$AP Rocky. Is that right, Rocky?
Who just took the stand against him.
Yeah. So it's the first time that she has publicly supported him since the legal case began. He turned down a plea deal from prosecutors on the 21st, opting for a jury trial instead of pleading guilty to one of two felony charges of assault with a semi-automatic firearm. He pleaded not guilty. He is facing up to 24 years in prison if found guilty. The plea deal included 180 days in jail, 7-year suspended sentence, 3 years on probation, but he is deciding to roll the dice with the jury trial.
What do you think about him taking the stand and testifying against A$AP Rocky, Dan?
I mean, I haven't followed it super closely, but it's, you know, your old friends testifying against you, that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, the prosecution team says Relly showed up the night of the altercation thinking that they were going to have a fight and then repair their relationship. Like, there was stuff they needed to talk about, and they figured, let's just hash it out.
We'd fight it out and then
Hug it out, as men are wont to do. Instead, they got into an altercation, and Relly claims Rocky shot him and missed. He also claimed a bullet grazed his hands. The defense team says Rocky was carrying a prop gun for the purpose of scaring off potential threats.
That's her argument.
Yeah, a lot of rappers carry prop guns.
And they say that for Relly, it was not about justice. It's a man seeking profit from a fabricated narrative. Mm-hmm. Rocky has nothing to hide here. So we'll see what happens there.
I mean, not taking the plea deal, which is 6 months, and he'll probably get out in 3. If he ends up getting 20 years, woof.
I know. He's got kids and all of that. Mm-hmm. So I'll keep you posted as that goes. And some news locally, the Box Center unveiled its 100th anniversary kickoff celebration during an event at the theater. And highlighting the occasion, board member and longtime sponsor and good friend of the show, Ernie Buck Jr., revealed an exciting 10-year extension of his sponsorship with the theater, underscoring his steadfast community to the arts and the Boston community. He said, "It is an honor to reaffirm my commitment to the Box Center. This treasured theater is a vital part of the community, not just here in Boston, but across New England. Over the years, I've witnessed the joy of this historic theater brings, and I'm proud to continue my support for this landmark institution. I love seeing shows there at both theaters, and I applaud them for keeping the arts alive.
Well, and not just that, but it's that it is a local company that is putting their money where their mouth is.
Correct.
You know, because a lot of times, you got to get your money where you can get your money from for sponsors, right? I understand that. But the fact that you're getting somebody to be a title sponsor for the venue, for the arts here in Boston, from a company like Bach is top notch.
Yep. So if you'd like more information on their initiatives and events for this incredible season, wingtheater100.org.
I'll be there in February.
What are you going to see?
Nikki Glaser.
That's right.
Oh, she's funny.
Yeah, she's going to roast everybody.
Yeah, she's funny. I tried to get her here in the studio for the show, but that didn't work out. They're like, if you want to see her, she'll be at the Box Center.
Yeah.
Thanks.
She's big time now. She ain't waking up early to come here.
Yeah, I know. It was worth the ask, though.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru, subaruofnewengland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Mackenzie from Hanover.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm living the dream. How about you?
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to be on here right now.
We're excited to have you.
Will you kick Kennedy out?
Yes, Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
There she goes. Five trivia questions, all pop culture. Kennedy has left our studio. She's in that soundproof booth now. She's not going to be able to hear any of our questions or your answers. If you tie, though, you lose. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Shaboozey will be starring in a Super Bowl commercial. It's for Nerds Gummy Clusters, which, by the way, are delicious.
I'm not a huge Nerds guy.
No, but when they made the gummy clusters, I was like, I'm all in. Shaboozey has arguably the biggest song of 2024. What is it called?
Tipsy, I think.
Question number two. Wilmer Valderrama turns 45 today. He played Nick Torres on NCIS. But before that, he was Fez on which hit sitcom?
Oh, my God. I have no idea.
Question number three.
No.
The Grammys announced the second round of their performers. They include Stevie Wonder, Cynthia Erivo, Coldplay's Chris Martin, and this man. Take a listen to his biggest hit and then give us his name.
'Cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges. All your perfect imperfections.
Who sings that song?
John Legend.
Our 32nd president, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a.k.a. FDR, was born today. He was elected to the office four times and is now the face on the dime and was mostly confined to a wheelchair due to which illness?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just going to guess Parkinson's.
And question number five, Netflix is rebooting Little House on the Prairie. People streamed the original series for more than 13 billion minutes in 2024.
Wow.
Which is probably why they're going to bring it back. What is the name of the family Little House on the Prairie followed? That is a tough one.
That's why it's five.
Wait, what is the name of the house?
No, what was the family?
Family?
Yeah.
The Ingle family.
Let's go.
Wow.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
God. Somebody has a mom that likes that show.
My whole family loves it.
By the way, Mackenzie from Hanover just bought her first home. She is in her 20s.
Come on. Yeah.
See what happens when you stop buying home. Avocado toasts? Sky's the limit.
You know what happened to me in my 20s? I had my first car repossessed.
I remember that day.
We were living different lives.
Good for you. That's incredible.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Mackenzie got 2 out of 5, Kennedy. Right, these are tough. Done. You ready?
Yeah.
Shaboozey will be starring in a Super Bowl commercial. It's for Nerds Gummy Clusters. He had arguably the biggest song of 2024. What is it called?
Tipsy, a bar song. A bar song, Tipsy.
1-0. Wilmer Valderrama turns 45 today, played Nick Torres on NCIS. Before that, he was Fez on which sitcom?
That 70s Show.
I said good day, sir.
I said good day.
2-0. Question number three. The Grammys announced the second round of performers. They include Stevie Wonder, Cynthia Erivo, Coldplay's Chris Martin, and this man. Take a listen to his biggest hit and then give us his name.
'Cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges. All your perfect imperfections.
It's John Legend.
It is John Legend, Kennedy. 3-1. Our 32nd president, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a.k.a. FDR, was born today. He was elected to office four times and is now the face on the dime. He was mostly confined to a wheelchair due to which illness?
Polio.
Yes, it was polio. Wow, Kennedy.
Those vaccines.
4-1, question number five. Now.
Sorry, just slipped out.
Netflix is rebooting Little House on the Prairie.
Oh, that's the wholesome content that we need.
Listen to this. People streamed the original series more than 13 billion minutes in 2024.
Because we need good things in our lives.
13 billion minutes will get you a reboot.
What is the name of the family Little House on the Prairie follows?
Laura Ingalls Wilder. Wilder, or is that who wrote it? Ingalls. Ingalls.
Yes, the Ingalls family. Good night, John Boy. Good night, Billy.
That's the Waltons, Carson.
Is that the Waltons?
Yeah.
That wasn't them? Little House on the Prairie?
No.
John Boy? Oh, it was the Waltons.
Michael Landon.
Oh, okay.
I've never seen a second of Little House on the Prairie.
Watch every episode, I'm pretty sure. It's been a long time, though.
Nellie was the mean girl next door.
Oh, Nellie, that bitch.
Carson.
She was mean.
Is that where the phrase "Whoa, Nelly" comes from?
No.
So I'm just spitballing here.
That's all right.
All right, 5-2 is the final score. Mackenzie, you don't get the cash, but we do appreciate you calling in to play this morning. And also, congratulations on your home.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Mackenzie from Hanover, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
1041. All right, we're going to try and make it a little bit awkward. We're going to talk about things that make people uncomfortable. Those things are salaries, because it's just something you don't mention to other people. You keep it inside. My mom knows how much I make. No, I take that back. My mom doesn't know. My dad has an idea. My wife knows. Those are the only two people in my life that know what I earn as a salary that have ever really known. Who knows in your life?
My lawyer.
Me.
Well, you, because we make the same.
But. Right. But so you're like your mom or your dad don't know?
No.
Never talk with it, your sisters?
It's not their business.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's not something you talk about with people. Mm-hmm. We keep it anonymous. Don't tell us the name of the company you work for or what town you're from or any of that. We're going to ask you some questions and then try and figure out how much it is that you earn for doing what you do. All right. Let's see. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks. How are you?
Great. Okay. So what do you do first?
I am a contracted speech therapy assistant for an elementary school.
Okay. So they hire you to come in and help kids?
Essentially, yeah.
Okay.
So are you working underneath someone in hopes to become not the assistant anymore? Like, is this an entry level position or bigger than that?
So I had to get my bachelor's degree. In order to do this. Mm-hmm. And I need to also have a license. I do work below a speech therapist, but I don't want to get my master's degree. Mm-hmm. And so I'm choosing to do this instead.
Okay.
You use the word contracted. Does that mean you're like freelance and not a full-time position with benefits kind of deal?
Yes. I got hired through a company that is that works with the school district, and then like at the next school year, if the school wants to, they can hire me on through the district.
Martha's Vineyard or Nantucket?
Neither.
Same.
yeah, never been to either.
Are you public?
I'm sorry.
No, choose
would
either,
I
or
choose?
I still say
neither. Yeah, yeah. Like, what's yeah. What do you?
Martha's Vineyard. Martha's Vineyard.
Okay.
I've heard. I've never been to either one, but I've heard Martha's Vineyard.
I never.
Public or private school?
I'm currently in a public school, but I think I would probably stay with a public school.
Okay.
Huh. She doesn't make a lot of money, I'm telling you right now.
Do you own or rent?
I rent.
Okay. Huh. Import car or American?
I have an American car, and I really like it. It's got a lot of bells and whistles.
Ooh, okay. Fancy American car. I like that.
What's the biggest issue you face as a speech therapist?
Oh, good question.
In my job?
Yeah.
Her boss.
Underprivileged kids.
Oh, yeah.
And a high caseload.
Yeah.
All right, you guys ready?
Yes. Kennedy, you want to go first?
Okay, I will.
A contracted speech therapy assistant.
Who's not making enough money, I say. 75.
Okay. 75 from Kennedy.
We're not done. I was going, regardless okay. of that, I was going okay. 50.
You're
going
to go 50? Okay.
The assistant.
Okay.
Just middle ball it and let's go.
I'm going to go 49.999.
Oh, that's surprising. All right, go on.
whoever said 50 is the closest.
Boom.
It's not enough. Thanks for what you do, though. You must help
a lot of people
every day and walk home with a smile.
I do.
And that's what's important.
That is what is important.
I mean, paying the rent would be
difficult. Getting paid a fair wage is also cool.
That would really be nice.
It's pretty dope.
It would be pretty cool.
All right, let's do one more real quick. You're a rehabilitation coordinator. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, so what does that mean exactly?
So that means that I oversee 4 group homes for a private company that's funded by the Department of Mental Health.
Okay, okay. Very rewarding work, I imagine.
It is.
So how do you manage people, buildings, things, all of these things?
All of the above.
Wow.
So I oversee, I have 4 houses, which is 30 beds, which houses 30 people with severe mental illness. And they all have teams of people that work. So I have to oversee the managers, their houses, their budgets,
wow.
Literally everything that you could think of when you come to managing lives.
What is your degree to get into this field?
I have a bachelor's degree.
In what?
But it's in marketing. So they take any bachelor's degree.
Oh, okay.
She's managing people and things.
Uh-huh. Last time you went out to eat on a Saturday night, where did you go?
Oh, good question.
Chili's.
I love Chili's.
Lord, I love me a Chili's.
I haven't been in a while.
Them triple dip is will kill you.
I love you. I'm going to hang out
with
you.
When's the last time you went on vacation?
Actually, I went in June. I treated myself for my 40th birthday.
Okay,
for you.
Where did you go?
On a 7-day cruise to Bermuda.
Oh.
Sounds like a tough job. You need a 7-day cruise to Bermuda.
I swear. Okay. That's so much to worry about.
All right, let's make some guesses here.
All right.
Dan, you want to go first?
Sure. And if this game has taught me anything, it's that rewarding jobs don't pay enough.
Okay.
So let's say 4 houses. I'm going to go 65.
65. Kennedy, you want to go now?
I feel like insurance companies are involved, uh-huh. So it might mean that she makes a little bit more.
Right.
I'm going to say 100.
Maybe. 100, okay.
She's managing a lot of
I know. How long have you worked for this company?
21 years.
21 years.
I should have asked that.
I'm going to go with, I'm going to go 85K. I'm going to go 85. So we have 65, 100, 85. Don't say the name of company, your town, or your name or any of that, but how much do you earn as a rehabilitation coordinator?
With my new longevity rate, I've reached $83,000.
All right.
That is
it. Well, thanks for doing what you
nice
do.
Job, yes.
I should ask how long she worked there. That was a rookie move on my part.
All right.
Hey, you know for next time, Dan.
I'm mad at myself. I'll see you at Chili's.
Yeah.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy, Mix 104.1, streaming on the Odyssey app. What do you do and how much do you make? You call in, you keep it anonymous, you tell us about your career, we ask you some questions, and then we try and guess how much you earn in that career field. Good morning.
Morning.
Tell everybody what you do for a living.
I am a florist.
Okay. A florist.
A florist. Now, do you own the flower shop or are you employed by the flower shop?
I own it. It's a floral studio.
Okay.
So what kind of things do you do? Is it a place where people just pop by to buy bouquets, or do you do like full-on weddings and stuff?
So we do full-on weddings, corporate work. Sorry, I'm in a carpool right now.
That's okay. Hi, friends.
Good morning, everybody.
Hi. And for the record, they made this phone call because now they have cell phones and we listen to you guys every morning.
Well, we appreciate them.
Just handed you the phone and said, here.
So I have a little insider knowledge. I'm going to recuse myself from this conversation because one of Lana's best friends was a florist, and I know exactly what they earned in her little shop when she had it for many years.
But this is different. You don't know.
I do know.
You know this person?
No, I don't know this person. I just know what they make.
She might be in a W town and makes 10 times that much.
Oh, yeah?
Are you in a W town?
We can't ask that.
Yeah, you can't ask where they're located, their name, or any of that stuff.
What? No. We have definitely asked that question before.
What kind of car are you driving in this carpool right now?
An SUV.
How many?
No.
What? How many employees do you have?
Oh, good one.
I have 2 freelancers. Two freelancers and an assistant, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Just both.
When's the last time you took a family vacation, and where did you go?
We went to Disney World at Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's nice. Mm. What's your best-selling flower?
Ranunculus.
Ranunculus? I don't even
know what that is.
I would have thought it was roses.
I'm so out of my depth right now.
Right?
I don't even know what to ask.
Is it true that men are always coming in and they're buying at the last minute?
1,000%.
Are you about to rake it in on red roses for Valentine's Day?
Not really.
All right.
Prices are up and it's amateur hour. People have no idea what they're doing.
Okay.
Last minute. All the prices go up, really, but
I like you so much. I need you to email me and let me know where you work later so that I might come to your floral shop.
Okay. I'm going to go first this time, Kennedy, okay?
I thought you recused yourself.
I'm recusing myself, but I'm going to go first.
So you're unrecusing yourself?
Yes.
So
I'm going to
say, I know. And
I'm
going to
say she makes absolutely $0, that this is a passion project and she does it for love and it helps keep the doors open or whatever, but she makes no money.
I know owning a business is difficult, but.
How many days a week do you work in a small business?
All of them.
I work 7 days a week.
Oh, geez. God bless you.
Damn. So are you paying yourself a salary or are we talking about what your business makes?
Myself a salary.
You
do?
Okay. Go ahead, Daniel.
I'm going to say you pay yourself 75 grand a year.
I would pay myself 100.
No, you're worth more.
Then I'd be out of business. I'm going to say 85.
85. All right. Go ahead. Without saying your name or town or any of that, as a florist, what do you pay yourself as a salary?
Are we talking before taxes or after?
Before.
Before.
$150,000.
That's my girl.
What?
Damn.
That's how you do it, boss lady. Let's go.
I need to be selling flowers.
No, you need to work your ass off.
I was really going to say
exactly.
It's probably why Lana's friend went bankrupt. She didn't know what she was doing. Congratulations. That is awesome.
Let's go. Ranunculums.
Yep. Yeah, send me an email. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool,
what's a ranunculum, Kennedy? What's it look like? Have you ever heard of a ranunculum?
I'll Google it. We'll look at it off air.
All right. One more real quick. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
What is your job?
I suck oysters for pearls.
Shut the front door.
And when you say that, is that something you're doing as a hobby just to try and get the pearls, or do you go out every day and shuck the oysters for pearls?
So I work for a company, and we do live stream videos on TikTok and Facebook. And I work six-hour shifts where people buy games. And then they win oysters, and then I shuck them for the pearls.
So I remember.
This is the coolest thing I've ever heard of.
I remember as a kid in Florida, I think it was either SeaWorld or one of the water parks, you could pay for somebody to dive into the water to go and get the oyster and bring it up and do the same thing.
Wait, so just so I'm clear, people come to this website or whatever, and they pay money to watch you shuck an oyster.
Yeah. Well, they get them. I mean, they get the pearls.
All right.
Do they get all the oysters, or just if there's a pearl?
So every oyster has a pearl because these are farmed Akoya oysters. They're freshwater.
They just mail them the oyster shell. And say sorry. Sorry about your luck.
Come sorry, on. Next time. It's like a scratchy.
I don't know if they put some oysters
not
on ice.
A winner.
Do you get? Do you get tipped by the people who do this? Like you receive something? Can the people who won the pearls, do they tip you for shucking well?
No. Sometimes they'll gift me things like pearls or whatever, but I do get bonuses through the owner of the company.
Okay.
This is wild.
I could spend an hour just asking questions about chucking pearls for a living. So I have two quick questions. One is, how did you get into the business? And then the second part of that is, what is the biggest pearl that you've ever shucked?
So I got in because I got hooked into watching these shows. And then they were hiring, and so I had to do a video interview, and then got hired. It was a whole process.
Okay.
And then the biggest oyster pearl I've shucked is an Edison that was 17.2 millimeters.
Wow.
What was the value of that, do you think, approximately?
Oh, I don't know.
That's not her job. She just shucks and moves along.
Oh, I don't know. Do we have any other questions?
Yeah, you said you work six-hour shifts. Is this your full-time job? Like, how many hours a week do you work?
Yeah, so I work 4 6-hour shifts. Okay. And then I have, I have to package the stuff and send it out. And, there's
behind the scenes.
I had no idea this was such a big thing.
This is wild.
Never heard of this before in my life.
Oh, you have. It's ridiculous.
There are little hallways on the internet, Dan, where some people live.
You need to go on the
and everybody
TikTok
needs a light when they're there. And that light is our girl right here.
What's your fan base like? Are they weird?
See, right, that's where my questions are going. But I'm trying to remain
You guys.
All right, I'm sorry. Amazing. We got to answer.
Kennedy, you go first.
I don't know.
What do you think someone who shucks oysters for a living pearls? Yes.
But I know what people will pay for in the internet. I'm going to say you make a nice 75.
75, hang on. Producer Dan.
Oh, 65. Professional
okay.
shucker.
And I'm going to say for somebody who has an Only Pearls page, makes makes $95,000 a year shucking pearls, is my guess.
What would you like to know?
Yes.
I make $150K before bonuses.
See, this is what I'm saying, guys. There are hallways in the internet.
I'm Googling it right now.
No, I'm going to go learn how to shuck an oyster is what I'm going to do. If all I have to do is sit in front of a camera in my house, let's go.
Do I have to show my feet?
Extra money if I'm barefoot. Let's go. Mommy needs a vacation. I love this.
Every 6 months, she takes us on a vacation.
Honey, I love this so much. Good for you.
Congratulations. Thank you for calling us. That was spectacular.
You're welcome.
You're the best.
Yeah, would you send me an email? I want to talk to you more about this.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Kebby Kennedy brought to you by our good friends at Subaru of New England. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru with symmetrical all-wheel drive. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy.
Yo.
Say good morning to Patty from Rockland.
Hi, Patty.
Hi, Kennedy. How are you today?
Living the dream.
Great.
What is your son's name, Patty?
My son is Gavin. I don't know if Kennedy remembers, but I met her at Star Market, and we used to play Campy Kennedy in the car together.
That's right.
He told me we'll always have Campy Kennedy.
We
and
will.
His 18th birthday.
So you called in because it's his 18th birthday today?
Yes, indeed.
Aww.
Well, that's great. Unfortunately, we're not allowed to say the words happy birth or day because of lawyers. We don't own the rights to that. But if we could say those things, we would say them. But we don't want to get in trouble.
Absolutely.
I'm sure you understand, Patty. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Yes. Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Good luck to you.
So you understand how this works then. There's five trivia questions. They're all pop culture related. Curated by producer Dan.
You make it sound so much fancier than it is when you say curated.
These are bespoke trivia questions.
I thought of them in my brain hole.
Kennedy's gone to that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Patty, are you ready?
I am ready.
Monica Lewinsky is launching her first podcast. It's called Reclaiming with Monica Lewinsky. And it will see Lewinsky in conversation with guests on what it means to reclaim what has been lost or taken from them. Monica Lewinsky rose to fame due to her scandal with whom?
Bill Clinton.
The NFL's former VP of officiating says there's no conspiracy to make sure Taylor Swift and the Chiefs get to the Super Bowl, saying, quote, 150 million people are going to watch the Super Bowl regardless. Like, enough, stop it. But did he see the officiating in that game the other night?
Oh, that 4th-and-1 call was brutal.
Which of these men is not one of Taylor's ex-boyfriends? Joe Jonas, Orlando Bloom, John Mayer. Which one is not?
John Mayer.
Question number 3. This music legend turned 74 today. Take a listen to one of his biggest hits and then name him.
So strange to you and me. Do we come in here tonight?
Name him.
Phil Collins.
Had to put the drum solo part
I know. In. Dan and I were just doing a crazy drum solo, and Kennedy cannot hear us, but she can see us flailing about. That had to be hysterical. Let's see. Question number 4. Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan recreated their infamous dinner scene 35 years later in a Super Bowl ad for Hellman's Mayonnaise. Name the movie that scene is from.
When Harry Met Sally.
I'll have what she's having.
Quest number five. In honor of Groundhog Day being on Sunday, there is a ranking, the most accurate weather predicting groundhogs in the U.S., and Punxsutawney Phil ranks 17th out of 19 with an accuracy rating of 35%. Punxsutawney is in which state where they have the annual groundhog celebration?
Is it Philadelphia?
I need the state.
Oh, I'm sorry. Pennsylvania, excuse me.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy! We have 19 weather predicting groundhogs. Think about that.
I can't. I don't know what's up and down in this world anymore. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Patty got, is it 4 out of 5, Dan?
4 out of 5.
Well done, Patty.
Yeah, these are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
Monica Lewinsky is launching her first podcast. It's called Reclaiming with Monica Lewinsky, and it will see her in conversation with guests on what it means to reclaim what has been lost or taken from them. Lewinsky, of course, rose to fame due to her scandal with whom?
Bill Clinton.
Tied to one. Question number two. The NFL's former VP of officiating says there's no conspiracy to make sure Taylor Swift and the Chiefs go to the Super Bowl. He says, and I quote, 150 million people are going to watch the Super Bowl regardless. Like, enough, stop it. Which of these men is not one of Taylor's exes? Joe Jonas, Orlando Bloom, John Mayer?
Orlando Bloom.
That is correct. 2 to 1. This music legend turned 74 today. Take a listen to one of his biggest hits and name him.
Phil Collins.
What was it like to watch us from the other studio when we did that?
It was hilarious.
Could you tell that it was in the air tonight because we crushed the drum solo?
I don't want to say that because I don't want to feel like I'm cheating, but yes.
3 to 2. Question number four. Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan recreated their infamous dinner scene 35 years later in a Super Bowl ad coming for Hellman's Mayonnaise. Name the movie that scene is from.
When Harry Met Sally.
4 to 3. Question number five. In honor of Groundhog Day being on Sunday, there's a ranking of the most accurate weather predicting groundhogs in the United States. And Punxsutawney Phil ranks 17th out of 19. He only has an accuracy rating of 35%.
Mm-hmm. They'll pump those numbers up.
Punxsutawney is in which state where they have the annual groundhog celebration?
Pennsylvania?
Pennsylvania, is it? So who's the number one groundhog, Dan? You got to give me.
You know, that's a good question. I got to see the whole ranking.
I mean, you can't tell me how bad Punxsutawney Phil is without telling me who the goat is.
I mean, it's literally a coin toss, so, you know, 50-50 odds no matter what you do, right?
I think you're wrong. I don't think you know what you're talking
that's
about.
That's not how groundhog science works, Kennedy. No. Don't besmirch the art.
5 to 4 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Patty, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but thank you to you and to Gavin. I hope he has a wonderful day today.
Thank you.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I am Patty from Rockland, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Valentine's for Veterans is underway, so we had this idea that we would get elementary school kids to make classic Valentine's Day cards. We're talking, get out the scissors, get out the macaroni, get out the glitter and the glue.
Sticks, the love of it all.
Yes, and make Valentine's Day cards that we would deliver to veterans for Valentine's Day. If you're a part of a veterans organization and you would like us to get these Valentine's Day cards to you, we'd love to hear from you. You can call or text us here in the studio at 617-655-1234. We also have a link on our website at mix1041.com, or reach out on social media, however you want to do that. And then also, if you're, you know, a part of a staff at a school or a parent, maybe you're a classroom parent of a young kid. I know,
yep.
You know, once they get,
few.
Yeah, you know, we're not really doing that for Barrett in the eighth grade anymore. But Lana was always a classroom mom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she was always trying to help out when they were doing things like this. So again, if you want to get involved, 617-655-1234. Let's talk to Mary Beth. What do you do at your school, Mary Beth?
I work as an occupational therapist.
Okay, cool. What school?
East Elementary School in Sharon.
Sharon! Sorry, we're children here.
I know she's used to working with them.
Well, yeah, you work with kids all day. You're used to us. So do you think
exactly.
You want to get maybe your kids helping out to make some Valentines for veterans?
So not only
my students, but I have a bunch of other classroom teachers that are going to make Valentine's as well.
Yes, we've actually heard from this school too. I have it in my notes here.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so you guys are ready.
How many?
We are. So.
How many kids do you think are going to make cards for us?
Easily 100 or more.
Let's go.
Perfect.
Let's go.
That's so awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Why are you doing this? Why do you think the kids will get behind it?
You know, they love doing crafts and they love doing things for other people. And our whole school is about heart and doing kindness and helpfulness for other people. So it's right up our alley.
Well, thank you for rallying the troops. Sharon's my second favorite town in Massachusetts.
Do you allow your kids to use rubber cement?
No.
No, literally, there isn't any. You would not believe the rabbit hole I went down yesterday.
Kennedy's very heartbroken after hearing that news yesterday.
More people contacted me about rubber cement than they did about our big news yesterday. And explaining why. And that they think it's the best, but they just can't use it anymore.
That's so good.
Justice for rubber cement.
Well, Mary Beth, that's great. Yeah. And we will talk to you soon, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
We have Sarah from, is it Woodland Elementary School in Milford?
Yep, that's where we are.
Nice. Are you a teacher there?
I'm a tech integration specialist.
Oh, what do you do?
I help the teachers and the students use the technology we have in our schools.
Does that mean to you teach them how to use rubber cement?
Sometimes, maybe.
Why do you have to keep bringing up rubber cement? It is a tough subject for me. So can you just let it go?
Kennedy's very sad that we're not using rubber cement
in
schools anymore.
I really am sad. But anyway.
Yeah, so tell us about your school, and I guess they want to help make cards for our Valentine's for veterans?
We do. I'm actually here with one of our adjustment counselors, Ms. Dolan. And we had the idea that hopefully we could get all of our students to make some cards. We have over 1,000 kids in our school.
Whoa.
That's a lot of cards.
Oh my gosh.
So we're third, fourth, and fifth graders. So hopefully we should be able to get some good cards in your hands.
What is your construction paper budget at that school?
Well, we got some white paper, so we're already starting already.
Good morning, Ms. Dolan. How long have you been at Woodland Elementary?
I've been at Woodland for 7 years.
And what's your favorite thing about the school?
Just the everyday interactions that I get to have with kids.
And what made you want to get involved with us?
So I heard I listen to you guys every morning on my way to work. And so I heard about it and I was like, oh, we have over 1,000 students, in our school and I would love to give back, and it's an easy way for all of our students to give back and show some kindness.
Showing kindness
is such a big thing at schools. Like every single teacher and educator we have spoken with has said that this is what we're teaching our young people, and I just love this message.
Yes. So yeah, as a school adjustment counselor, it's, you know, just important to show kindness every day. And to teach my students that. And this is a little way that will bring a smile to veterans' faces.
This is awesome. Well, Sarah, thank you.
Thank you,
and
thank
Ms. Dolan, thank you too. We appreciate what you're doing there at Woodland Elementary. And we will be talking to you soon. Do you need to get information from them?
I would love to. Yeah.
Okay.
If you guys could just email me when you have a minute, kennedy@mix1041.com.
Okay.
Just so I can put you on the list.
Absolutely.
Okay. Perfect.
You're going to need a big box for 1,000 envelopes.
Yes, we are.
Well, thank you, Sarah. Thank you, Ms. Dolan. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
So again, if you want to get involved like they are, 617-655-1234. You got a classroom, want to make some Valentine's Day cards, or you're a part of a veterans organization and you want to get these cards delivered to you, to your veterans for Valentine's Day. This is something that we decided to do just because I think it's important that we show our appreciation for our vets.
100%.
Something that's very near and dear to all of us here. And I think, you know, you probably have somebody in your life that is maybe active duty and serving right now, or they're a veteran, and we understand what the struggles are for veterans after they get out. It can be pretty tough to figure out your way in life afterwards. It can be kind of lonely sometimes.
Yeah, a lot of our older veterans are in hospitals and perhaps families don't visit as much as they should, and so this would be a lovely way to make them not feel alone.
Right. I might go to the Army Navy store and just buy full-on BDUs, fatigues, full camouflage to deliver Valentine's Day cards to our veterans. Just full-on. Like, break out my old Army hat. No? My beret? I used to wear a beret, Dan.
I've seen pictures.
I used to wear a red beret.
Mm-hmm. It's a different era of your life.
Things have changed in my life, Dan. Things have changed. And again, if you want to find out more, we do have it up on the website. Go to mix1041.com.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
This is kind of cool. Kennedy is heading down to New York after the show tomorrow, or today. You'll do the show tomorrow from our studios in New York, and you got invited to go to a press junket.
Yeah.
Now, you went to one of these last year.
I did.
And it was for...
It was for the movie Atlas.
With Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah, these are with Netflix. So these are our Netflix movies. So I got to do that, and I got to interview Jennifer and Simu Liu.
Right.
And it was really, really awesome. It was, you know... nerve-wracking.
I liked her in that. I thought she was pretty good in that movie.
I thought it was great. I laughed, I cried, I did the whole thing.
The acting in that, to be in that suit and to do that, I thought...
For weeks. Right. All by yourself in a warehouse.
Right. Yeah. I thought she did a really good job. So what is the press junket you're going for?
So this is Amy Schumer's new movie, Kinda Pregnant, where she's she pretends to be pregnant, right?
That's funny.
The trailer's out now if you want to go look at it. That's out there. But yeah, it looks like a funny... Mm-hmm. Lighthearted.
So she's faking being pregnant?
Yes, in the beginning, yes, yes. It seems that way. Okay. And, you know, because when you are a pregnant lady, you can make people do stuff for you.
Uh-huh.
You know, in the subway, you can sit down, and people are always giving you free things and making you feel better because, you know.
We should try it sometime, Dan. Just say we're pregnant.
I already have a belly.
See if we get a
the beard might be a dead giveaway.
On the tea.
But it looks really funny. It's got her. Jillian Bell is in it. Will Forte is in it.
I love him.
Rianne Howery is in it. So I just think... So we get to go there. I'll fly as soon as I leave here. As soon as we're done this morning, I'll fly to New York.
Right.
And then we have like a cocktail reception of some kind.
Ooh, fancy.
And I guess.
All fun.
And then we will watch a screening of the movie.
So do you go to a movie theater to watch it? Or?
I don't. This, from what I'm reading from the information they've given me, it sounds to me like we're watching it at the hotel. But mm-hmm. we might walk from the hotel to the screening. But it might be at the hotel. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
And then, so we get to watch the movie, and that way, you know, we've seen it, we can take notes, and then we have questions we can actually ask about the movie as opposed to just like, hey,
right.
What are your favorite music? So, last time I went, like, I just furiously scribbled notes the whole time I was watching the movie, and then we'll have three rounds of interviews. They just pair them up two mm-hmm. by two, so you don't have to interview six people, because it's going to be me and three other women in our company all across the country that are coming together here. Mm-hmm. So it's always kind of nice. It's all ladies, and you know, we all work together for the same company, so it's kind of nice to have that little camaraderie.
It was
walking
different
through New York.
It was different last time, though, with it being Jennifer Lopez. Jennifer Lopez is always like, she's one of the most famous people on the planet.
It was, you know, and all the stories that you'd heard about her and whatever.
Right.
You know, don't look her in the eye, and she was nothing like that.
Right.
She could not have been more generous.
And then also there was the impending breakup that was
happening. But we didn't know that then.
At the time, right.
We didn't know that then.
Right.
Yeah, I put on my Duncan tracksuit and I walked through Manhattan. People just looked at me going, you're brave. that was the best part of it, I think.
Right.
So I'm excited. Yeah, so tomorrow I'll do the show from our sister station in New York.
Yeah.
And then we have press all day.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were paying for the hotel for one more night, so I decided I would stay, and I'm going to go watch a Broadway show.
Oh, hell yeah. Milk them for all their worth. Netflix got money.
So you're going to stay Friday night, too?
Yeah, I come back first thing Saturday morning.
Right, and what show did you say you're going to go see?
I'm going to go see Death Becomes Her.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
Which is based on the movie that Goldie Hawn and Meryl Streep did back in the 80s.
I remember the movie. I don't remember anything about it, though.
Go look it up. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
And Megan Hilty's in it. And Michelle Williams from Destiny's Child is in it. And I'm forgetting the other person who's in it. But
When Lana and Lane and Barrett went to New York, mm-hmm. Did they go see that show or something? I think they saw Michelle Williams or something.
Might have.
And then Lana was like, oh my God, there's Michelle Williams. And then Lane was thinking it was the Michelle Williams from the other.
The blonde from Dawson's Creek?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, she lives in New York too, so it could be.
Right.
Well, that's anyway. So,
that's going to be fun.
Yeah, so I'm excited. I won't have much to tell you tomorrow on the show because everything, I can't tell you about the movie, it's embargoed. But
Oh yeah, when does the movie does?
2 weeks, but oh, okay. Or the end of next week. So
yeah, there's a thing that happens in the business. You may know this or you may not, but sometimes they'll let you know about things that are happening, but embargoed. So you're not allowed to talk about it until they say it's okay that you can
talk
about it.
That's right, because they want people to go see the movie and not listen to what I have to say about it. But in any event, right. I'm very excited. It's you know, nice to be chosen for such things, certainly. But I do like hanging out with other women in my industry because I don't get to do it all that often. So I like it.
What are you going to ask Amy
Schumer?
That's
what I was about to ask you.
I haven't seen the movie yet.
No, I know, but you'd just be about the movie?
Yeah.
You won't ask anything else about anything
else?
Listen,
here's what I'm going to say. We have 20 minutes. There are four of us. Mm-hmm. And I have to get a soundbite that's about the movie.
Mm-hmm.
So do I want to ask her a million other things? You bet. Will I fit it in if I can? Absolutely. But mm-hmm. for the most part, if there's one thing I learned at the last junket, it's ask a question about the movie. Because I didn't. You know, I didn't ask J-Lo anything about the movie. So right. I had no J-Lo. All I had was thank you for loving our favorite son and her looking at me going, mm-hmm. Because behind the scenes, they were broken up, but nobody knew.
Oh, that's so awkward.
I mean, I've got questions about motherhood. I've got questions about being a very famous woman in a male-dominated industry. I've got lots of things we can talk
about.
Yeah,
I think...
get me wrong.
No,
but,
I think asking a question that's about the movie, but then also that kind of relates to her on a more personal level.
Well, once I see the movie, I'll be able to connect those dots.
Sure.
But yes, I have papers upon papers. Yes, I
do. Are you going to wear the Dunkin's tracksuit to the cocktail hour?
No, because it doesn't make sense anymore.
The only reason I wore it
is because Ben Affleck wore it in a commercial, and he was married to Jen at the time.
I'm just saying you have it.
She was
like a prom dress.
I did bring presents for everybody, though. So.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you know me. I don't go anywhere without presents.
Well, so what are you getting Amy Schumer?
Well, she might be listening.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh, no.
Game time.
Campy Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru, subaruofnewengland.com. Brianna's from Taunton, Kennedy.
Taunton.
Good morning.
Is it Brianna or Brianna? I want to make sure I get it right.
Brianna.
Hey. All right, Brianna. I understand you drive around a lot for work, so you catch a lot of the show. How do you normally do when you play Campy Kennedy in the car?
I haven't won yet.
Today's the day.
Today's the day.
I hope so. Kennedy out, please.
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Deuces.
Bye, Felicia.
Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening on the air right now. She's got 5,932 wins. 434 losses. Question number one. Bruno Mars recently became the first artist on Spotify to have 150 million monthly listeners, and he made a post on Instagram poking fun at the rumors that he owed $50 million in gambling debt, saying, "Keep streaming, I'll be out of debt in no time." Bruno is currently on the number one song in the country. What is it called?
I know this. Oh, Die With a Smile. My kids love that song.
Heidi Klum's 19-year-old son made his runway debut at Paris Fashion Week. Klum has been a judge on which TV show since 2013?
America's Got Talent.
190 years ago today, in 1835, Andrew Jackson became the first president to survive an assassination attempt. He was attacked by a guy with a pair of pistols that both misfired.
Wow.
So the 67-year-old president beat him with his walking stick. He's a badass.
Mm-hmm.
Which bill is Andrew Jackson's face on?
The 20?
Christian Bale turns 51 today. He portrayed Batman in some of the best superhero movies of all time with the Dark Knight trilogy. Who wrote and directed those movies?
I don't know. Reeves?
Question number five. Post Malone once lost 65 pounds in his secret hot sauce. He had no idea that it had zero calories, so he just started to put it on everything. What is the compound in chili peppers called that makes them hot?
I don't know. I don't know.
I would like to throw I'd like to throw a penalty flag. I don't know if that's a pop culture trivia question, Dan.
Listen, I write a lot of these. You got to do what you got to do sometimes.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
There's only so many who starred in this movies that I can do in a day.
I have thrown a penalty flag for Campy Kennedy this morning. It is under review.
How's that possible?
You wait till we get to question five.
All right, how'd we do?
I have Brianna getting 3 out of 5, correct?
Well done, friend.
No, it's very good. These are hard. You ready, Kennedy?
Yep.
Bruno Mars became the first artist on Spotify to have 150 million monthly listeners, and he made a post about it, poking fun at the rumors that he owed $50 million to Vegas. He currently has the number one song in the country. What song is it?
Die with a Smile.
1-1. Heidi Klum's 19-year-old son made his runway debut at Paris Fashion Week. Klum has been a judge on which TV show since 2013?
America's Got Talent.
Tied at 2. 190 years ago today in 1835, Andrew Jackson became the first president to survive an assassination attempt. He was attacked by a guy with a pair of pistols that both misfired, and then he beat the guy with his cane.
Don't mess with him.
I'm saying. Which bill is Jackson's face on?
Your kryptonite.
It really is. 20?
Tied at 3.
If both pistols misfire at the same time, God wants you to live. That's the universe.
Question number 4. Christian Bale turning 51 today. He portrayed Batman in some of the best superhero movies of all time with the Dark Knight trilogy. Who wrote and directed those movies?
Christopher Nolan.
Yes, he did. 4-3. Question number 5. Post Malone once lost 65 pounds, and his secret? Hot sauce. He had no idea that it had 0 calories, so he just started putting it on everything. What is the compound in chili peppers called that makes them hot?
Well, it's called the Scoville scale, but is that named after the person who...
Sounds more like a science question than a pop culture trivia question, which is why I threw the flag, Kennedy. Personal foul, 15 yards.
Are you complaining about question
writing?
I'm
producer Dan Breslin.
I know you're not complaining about question writing.
Oh, I'm not complaining. Just threw a flag. It's a penalty.
If you're suggesting that we have never had questions that have nothing to do with pop culture, you're wrong. A billion times out of 10.
I'm just saying.
I'm going to say Scoville. I don't think that's right.
If you want to throw a flag, throw a flag.
I don't need a flag.
Capsation, I'm told.
That's what it is.
Is the correct answer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Scoville measures how hot a pepper is.
Right.
Capsation is what makes a pepper
hot. Right, right,
and
right.
And now you all learned something today.
Thank
you're
you,
welcome.
Dan. Ding, 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 ding.
The more you know.
I love learning.
After review, the penalty is upheld. It's a 15-yard penalty. Dan, you're going to have to do the show from 15 yards away from the microphone.
I wish I could.
Dan, just put that one in your back pocket for the next time one of his Campy Kennedy questions makes you go, huh?
Oh, I also have a challenge flag if he does throw a penalty flag.
I'm going to take your buttons away.
4-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, Brianna, you don't get the cash. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Brianna, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Campy Kennedy brought to you by Subaru of New England. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com.
Hello.
Say hello to Denise from Shrewsbury.
Hi. Hi.
Denise, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, please leave the studio.
Okay, good luck.
Who else is in the car with you, Denise?
Thank you. This is Keegan. Hi.
Hi, Keegan. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Where are you headed?
To the doctor's.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
You understand how the game works, right? We got $1,000 on the line. It's the 1K CBK. You answer more right than Kennedy.
Yep.
You're going to win $1,000. If you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. Are you ready?
I guess we are.
Will Smith is teasing new music. Which 1990s sitcom did he star in as a fictionalized version of himself?
Was that... oh, God.
It's so hard not to sing the theme song right now.
Yeah.
Need an answer.
One that he goes to, he's in L.A. What's it? Oh,
All right, question number two. In The Simpsons, what is the name of Bart's teacher? I don't know this.
I thought I was going to help be able to do this with you because you were smart.
All right, question number three. What is the name of Taylor Swift's first album?
13? No. What is it? 7? I don't.
You seem to be stuck on numbers.
No help. No help.
Oh, the love between you two is palpable. Question number four. In the TV show The Mandalorian, what is the name of the child often referred to as Baby Yoda? What's the child's name?
I thought it was Baby Yoda.
That's the nickname that we all called him.
Oh, come on. I don't know. God, I've watched Mandalorian too, and I don't remember.
All right. Question number five. Can you tell me who was the first woman of color to win the Emmy for Outstanding Lead Actress in a Drama Series? I'll actually give you the show to help you out a little bit. The TV show was How to Get Away with Murder. It was back in 2015. Who was the actress?
Who's the actress?
Yep. First woman of color to win an Emmy.
Oh, my gosh. This is awful. I could have won yesterday.
You know, we get that a lot.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy! Somewhere Sal is fist pumping.
Well, you may not get the dub this morning, but anytime you want to play, we're going to give you the hotline number. Kennedy,
hi.
Welcome back.
How'd we do?
We did.
It sounds like we had a lot of fun.
We had a lot of fun.
Two-man comedy routine.
Let's yes. go.
It's Denise and I guess her granddaughter, Keegan, got 0 out of 5.
Yes.
They weren't
I'm
even that
sorry.
Close.
Oh, no.
That's what we call a Mac.
No, but it's not.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are
All
you
right.
ready?
Yes.
Will Smith is teasing new music. Which 1990s sitcom starred Will Smith as a fictionalized version of himself?
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
It is the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Dan, go ahead, sing away.
Now this is a story all about how my life got twisted upside down. Now I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel-Air.
1-0. Question number two. In The Simpsons, what is the name of Bart's teacher?
Miss Krabappel.
That is correct. 2-0. I thought it was Crabapple.
No, that was from The Little Rascals. It's a joke on that.
Oh, it is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Question number three. What is the name of Taylor Swift's first album?
Taylor Swift.
That is correct. It is self-titled. Look at you, a Swiftie.
Mm-hmm.
When did that happen? Right in front of our eyes, Dan.
A Swiftie through osmosis over the years.
Pretty much.
3-0. Mm-hmm. Question number four. In The Mandalorian, what is the name of the child often referred to as Baby Yoda?
Grogu.
Grogu is it. 4-0.
I also don't have a life and I watch a lot of television, so here we are.
Question number five.
Pays off.
Who was the first woman of color to win the Emmy for Outstanding Lead Actress in a Drama Series? And I'll give you a hint if you'd like, Kennedy.
Yeah.
It was from the TV show How to Get Away with Murder back in 2015.
Oh, Viola Davis.
Viola Davis is correct. Yes.
Oh. Wow. I knew that.
5-0 is the final score.
I just love that you guys are having so much fun.
Keegan, what are we thinking about your performance this morning with your grandmother, Denise?
Well, I mean, like, she did it pretty bad, but it's okay.
That's right. It's okay.
But you had fun, right?
It's okay. It happened. We had fun.
We're not here for a long time. We're here for a good time.
Exactly.
But you're going to have to pay that copay yourself today because you're not getting $1,000.
All right. Denise and Keegan, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
We are Denise and Keegan from Shrewsbury. We can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.